This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning and see what he's up to. Good morning, Mike. What's going on?
Not much, Mickey. How are you?
Man, I'm all right, buddy. I'm all right.
You ain't blown away yet?
I've had enough, and it's just getting started, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it is. I'm glad I'm not there.
I thought about that. I said, man, I don't know whether he made it there or not, but man.
No, them people canceled, so I don't have nothing till next week, so I just... I'm still honeydewing. How's that?
Well, that's...
There's no end to that.
No, there's never is. That's a full-time job the rest of your life.
Yep.
Man, all that weather above us sucking that southerly flow like that. Yesterday I'm watching that wind gusting like that. I said, man, there's got to be tornadoes, you know, up north of us somewhere. And, boy, did you see some of the size of those? And
I hadn't yet. I just turned on the... I'm just now turning the weather on. It's blowing 31 in Conroe, so
yeah,
it's honking already.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. 35, they're saying it's highest, but still, we're out of March. We're in April. Ain't supposed to be no March winds now, but it is.
Yes. Well, we... go through this every year. Maybe it'll blow itself out and we'll have a calm May for a change.
I hope so.
For That'd sure. be nice.
Yeah.
May can be a really good month, you know, if you can get the winds right.
Oh, absolutely. Well, so can April. But, you know, you just got to hit it.
Yes.
When it's right, that's the deal.
Well, a few days ago, I was seeing some meat hauls on trout down there in Venice. Good Lord.
Yep. Told you that last weekend. They'd been stroking them. So,
man, that's a lot of fish, man. That one guy that posted all that up, that whole bow of that big boat just covered. Yeah. And I don't know who it is. I just see it every once in a while out of Venice.
Yeah, it's a big aluminum boat.
Lot of fish, man.
Yep. You know, and we can't keep a 15 now. So.
Yeah.
But there's a lot. I mean, a guy yesterday called me, and he's wanting 3 boats, 4 people on a boat, and so you make a good picture of that. And I can count one hand how many times I've ever put, if I got multiple boats, put all them fish together and take a picture, because it just...
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of like dove hunting. You pile all them doves up together, and game warden walks up there and says, whose birds are whose? It can get interesting on you.
It could if they wanted to be that way. You bet on it.
I've had that several times happen to me. So, you know, in the field, you know, now they get you on social media. So.
Mm-hmm. And don't think they don't look at that.
Oh, most definitely. You know, I did finally find out. I talked to somebody down there the other day about that. You know, there was a big tuna caught, like right at 280, a yellowfin.
Oh, my gosh. 280?
Yep. But no record on him. 4 different people fought that fish.
Yeah, that's a killer right there.
Yep. So it's like that fish never existed, but he did. I saw a picture of the fish being caught and then gaffing him.
Right.
They harpooned him first. And I mean, they went nuts, and it took everybody on the boat to get him in the boat. And I'm going, man, and I knew the boat, and I'm going to myself. I don't believe that fish is out of Venice, but he was.
Open the gate up in the back and back down on him and fill the boat up with water.
They didn't have no gate.
I bet that was tough.
Most of these fast boats now don't. Now them Freemans and all, they all do. But my old Contender had one, but I mean, you ain't gonna pull no 280-pound tuna through it.
Not through that right hole.
No.
Better get the chainsaw out.
Yeah, cut them suckles off.
Yeah.
That's a problem. So, but no, he was an open water fish just chasing pokeballs, and I really didn't pay attention to him if he was fighting him on a spinning rod or not. The rumor is that I heard that he was caught on a topwater popper.
Yeah.
So you can only imagine. Well, it's like that big fish that when Cullen was down there, that last group Cullen brought down, same old bunch that he always brought down. They was a bunch of, they was the characters. You know, they was, I don't know, one of them that originally hooked that fish, fought that fish for probably an hour. And he was 150-pounder. Problem of it is, we was in over 3,000 foot of water.
Oh, yeah.
And you just, you get him down there, and everybody on the boat fought him, and he started getting old, and Cameron was there with him, and I told Cameron, I said, you can get on that rod and get the fish to the top so we can see if we can do something with him. And Cameron got on and put the fire to him and pulled the hooks on him there at the end.
Ah, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that. And, he was 150 at least. So, but them big fish are not fun on a spinning rod.
No, they're not. Boy, a spinning rod will kick your butt, too.
Yeah, it will. Other than that, that's the only thing I know the trout fishing. Well, the fishing's good pretty much all the way around. Like I told you the other day, Brent said he caught 175 redfish.
Man, that's
a lot. He said the majority of them was 15, 17 inches long. So we definitely got a new crop of fish.
Here they come.
Yeah, here they come.
Fish factory down there, man. Them fish just never stop.
We went a few years where we didn't have that, and that was because of the hurricanes that we had come through there and devastated.
What year was that when y'all had to evacuate, five or six times?
Oh, yeah, that's been...
I'm trying to remember what year that was. Seems like yesterday, but it wasn't.
It wasn't about 5 years ago, because Isaac is the one that really... Isaac didn't hit us directly, but it got over there, and that between us and our island over there to the east, to the west, Grand Isle.
Grand Isle,
got between us and Grand Isle and just parked for 52 hours. we had sustained winds at 70 to 75 miles an hour for 52 hours, so that tears stuff up eventually.
Things start withering away.
Yeah, they do. They just can't take it. But, that's been it'd be 5 years ago. And, it just took the ecosystem out. So we lost a good spawn that year. So, especially on the redfish.
Yeah, not to mention all the erosion it caused big time.
And it's unreal.
It changed everything up. Yeah, I remember you telling me after that you didn't even recognize half of that territory down there after that.
No, it's like you're riding around and you go, where'd that go?
It's gone.
Where am I? Yeah. Well, they're showing them old coobs. They made it to San Antonio.
Yeah, buddy. And our Houston basketball teams are hot right now, the Rockets and the Cougars.
Yeah, they are. And I broke the Rockets off, which I don't watch professional basketball, so I really don't watch college basketball until they get to the playoffs. So.
Well, I wish the Mavs would get hot.
Yeah, no kidding.
I guess I need to get them some Torpedo bats.
Yeah, you know, imagine that, the Yankees, one that have started that, and, oh, yeah, it's all good. They're legal. Okay. I see where Bregman's talking about traveling today. So, well, he needs to, because he ain't doing nothing neither.
No, but how about Tucker, man? He's already got more RBIs than our entire team does.
Team does, yep. It's crazy. So, you know, yeah. You know, we got to look at them Texas Longhorn girls. They just made it to Tampa. They're in the Final Four.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. And they're, I'm talking about, they're bad. These girls can play ball. Yeah, I just saw it a couple of days ago. I hadn't been keeping up with the girls. But, yeah, Longhorns are there. Final Four in Tampa, Florida.
That'll work.
Yeah, it will. Here we go.
Yeah.
They're talking tornadoes up around Dallas today.
Yeah, that's what's
sucking all this
money.
They're talking 90 degrees.
All that energy, 90 man.
90 degrees today.
We're up there?
Here.
Here?
Showing Houston 90 degrees today.
I didn't look at the Houston forecast. I was doing Galveston.
Yep.
See what we got here. 86 is what Channel 13 ABC showing.
I'm on Channel 2 right now. Matter of fact, they showed Conroe 90 degrees. It got hot yesterday.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get a little cool down with this front coming Saturday.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're going to go from south at 30 to 40 to north at 30.
It's crazy.
There goes our water.
And two of them catfish crawling on them buckheads on Conroe the last couple of days. And I saw some videos. I mean, they were stroking them.
Were they?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was crazy. There were some of them buckheads. You couldn't put another herring on it.
So, the shad spawn is on.
Yeah, it is. This will slow it down. That's for sure.
It might for a little bit. Save it for later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thing about it, they'll be right back in there.
Yeah, they will. So,
boy, catfish must multiply like crazy.
They do. They're a fast-growing fish. You know, it's like tuna fish. You know, a lot of people talk about there's so many offshore boats now that they're going to deplete that. I said, no, they ain't. They grow too fast.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of water out there in that Gulf of, I guess, of America now.
So, yeah. The good old Gulf.
Yeah. I know Google's changed it. You go on Google.
Everybody has. That's a done deal.
Yep. So.
I can live with it. I've just always called it the Gulf.
Yeah, me too.
So. All right, Mike. Well, hey, man. Hang in there. It's got to get better. Somebody wants to call you. Give them some info how they can reach you.
832-338-9376. Get us on the web at RJ Hunting Vision.
All right, my friend. Well, you take care. I'll check in with you Saturday. Be safe.
All right, brother. You
later,
too.
Man.
Later.
All right. Well, I need to take a moment to talk about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers. They're located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display, or you can call Jason Cogran for more information at 281-701-8107. And while you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf shrimp, no farm-raised at Boyd's, and crawfish season in full swing. Boyd's has all kinds of specials going on for cooked crawfish, or you can buy them by the sack. Just call or go to their website for more info to serve your needs. 409-945-4001 or boydsonestop.com. And when you go see the good folks at Boyd's, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 518 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Galveston Way to Tiki Island. Let's check in with Captain James Plogg this morning. Hey, James, what's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot, man. How are you?
Same old. Heading through the grounds.
Going through the motions.
Yeah, that wind ain't near as bad as what they say.
Well, they claim it will be. It'll come up with the sun, I guess.
Man, I think it was worse inland because I played golf yesterday.
Oh, boy.
I was putting and there was a sand trap right next to me and I was getting a sandblaster. It was all in my eyes.
I bet. Man, it was cranking.
But it didn't. You look at the winds down here, it didn't blow as hard here as it did inland. I mean, don't get me wrong. It wasn't like it was dead slick, but
no,
it didn't blow crazy. Got a lot of water back, but it went out though. Tide's low this morning.
Yeah, we're on some good exchanges. Well, two a day, you always get a lot of exchange.
It swings around pretty good. It was high at the lift. I got home yesterday. I had to lift my boat up. It's just to float off. But, no, man, fishing has been good all week. Caught some nice ones, man. Monday was good. Weather was nice Monday. A little light west wind. Then I think it went north, maybe northeast. Like a little old front came in or something. But we had a bunch of bites on top waters. Caught a couple fish pushing five. Caught some nice fish. It was actually pretty good fishing. And then right before we come home, a little old deal going on. You could have caught all you want. They want to go catch reds. And I was running. I said, y'all want some reds? And I'm like, okay, here, we just caught some really nice trout, and I didn't want to fool with no redfish. So I might know where some are. You never know where no reds are. So I put them out. They said, you ain't fishing? I said, hell no, I don't care about catching no redfish. I'll pick y'all up a little while. So I went, checked on something. I've come back, and they was lacing them redfish out. You got to be kidding me, man. I mean, I thought they should be here, but usually they're not there, you know. But they caught a small redfish. And then Tuesday, man, I don't know. And then in the morning, Mickey, we got out. And it was dark. You could just see the splash of your lure. You really couldn't see it. And then mullet kind of wrapped it up. And, buddy, it got pretty good on top waters. I mean, nice fish. 3 4-pounders jumping over your lure.
Yeah.
But it didn't last very long. You know, as soon as it got where you could actually, you know, see your lure, you know, look at your bait, they kind of faded and they moved out a little bit deeper and we threw out there, but the size of the fish changed. They weren't that kind of fish. Anyway, long story short, we ended up catching like 100. I just had one guy and there were so many little male trouts in there. And then out of the middle of them, you catch one like 18, 19 inches. That's what I was telling my guy. I said, man, there's so many of these in here, you can't.
Yeah, you can't weed through them enough. I mean, it's crazy.
No,
it's
Mickey,
like that.
Because I saw what was there in the morning time. I mean, there wasn't no pencils biting in topwaters in the morning. They were good ones. And then as soon as that faded, then pencils started biting. And we stayed there until about 10 o'clock. I don't know what we caught. We caught 18 or 19. Pretty nice fish. and a million little ones. We left there, and I said, man, we check on something right before we went in. By that time, the wind is blowing. It was smoking pretty good, maybe about 20 out of east.
Right.
And we stopped on a place, and man, it's a little old small spot. There ought to be something here, maybe a couple. And that got pretty good. Those were really good. If I'd have known those fish were there, I'd have started right there. And we barely, we just were catching the tide was just quitting. It was getting pulled up. And we caught maybe eight right there, and they popped a few slicks, and then they just faded. They just, you know, quit biting. But those were really good fish. But I think Monday, the good one was bit, because this friend of Larry's, I mean, he fishes a lot. He goes just about every day. He's not a weight fisherman. He drifts around. He caught one that was 26 and a half, weighed 7-8. And we had a couple fish pushing 5. We let them all go. We didn't weigh them and put them on scales, but man, if they weren't 5-pounders, they were Twinkie shy. And the fish are fat right now. If you catch one 24 inches, he's going to weigh 5 pounds.
Yeah.
But and good topwater bites there Monday. And really, that's really all they wanted. We caught a few on other stuff, tails, what have you, but topwaters were really better.
Remember that big old trout Gary Wheeler caught in one of those Galveston Trout Masters, 26 inches, 9 points.
Yeah, it weighed 9 even, did it?
Exactly 9. What a toad that was.
Yeah. You remember that nasty fish I caught with you and Blaine that Carlisle cut open? Y'all caught all the fish. I don't think I caught but like 3 fish that day, but I caught that one was 8.5. That was 26 inches.
Right. That was a toad, too.
Remember, that's when we were weighing them fish in at Carlisle's for that tournament. I remember Mike cut him open.
Boy, I wasted more time in, what was that called, Pine Plaza Sporting Goods?
Pine Plaza Sporting Goods, buddy.
Man, I'd drive all the way down there to weigh a trout in, and you'd be there, and then somebody else would show up, and then Bob Hardy, and, I mean, all the crew, Maurice. We'd sit up there till 9 o'clock at night when I should have been home cleaning my boat up, getting ready for the next day, you know, we're all up there. That was good stuff. I wish somebody would do that again, you know.
We left a lot of brain cells right there at that place.
I'm telling you. Oh, Mike Carlisle, he was a pistol.
He was a good dude. You know,
he was, man.
When we had them tournaments, they talking about East Matagorda Bay. I didn't even know where East Matagorda Bay was. None of us did. Remember Ronnie Doomsnail and Brian Gerlich, all they were weighing them giant fish in. That's who we were competing against, because they were weighing them fish in, too. You remember that?
Yep. The only fish I didn't take down there was when I had that big stringer that time. Didn't have time to do it when I caught all them big fish that day. And then when I caught that one with you, that 997, the one that, well, it was 10 when I caught it. I waited 12 hours later, and it's... And that Tillman O'Brien monthly deal. That's the one we won that trip to Mexico with. That was big time. But yep. I didn't take those to Mike's. I just ran out of time. Hell, I didn't get up there to wait at Tillman's till 9 o'clock that night. Remember, we fished till dark.
I remember taking that picture of that fish of you, and we went to Tillman's. Man, we didn't weigh that fish, Mickey, till like it was dark. It was nighttime when we left.
Yeah, it was 9 o'clock at night. They were fixing the clothes, remember?
Yep. What was the name of that store?
Was it
a Garland, was it?
No, it was called O'Brien's after Tillman O'Brien's. It was like a food town.
Exactly.
But he had a sporting goods store inside of it. You could grocery shop and buy rod and reels and tackle at the same time. Remember that?
Exactly.
That was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a monster right there, buddy. No doubt. Yep. That was a real one. Was that fish 30 inches?
30 and a half.
He was 30 and a half?
30.5, yeah.
Man, that was a real one, man. Well, we'll get – find that. There's some pretty good fish showing up right now. I mean, there's – you know, I know, you know, a couple of sevens caught legit weighed, not no mystery Facebook deal. I mean, some good ones. So we'll see.
I know Facebook's had some studs on it this spring, man. Did you see that gal's video, Ray on the Bay, her 11-pounder?
Yeah, no, that's one. Larry knows her.
Man, that was a fish right there.
And she fishes quite a bit.
Yeah.
Now, that's real right there. And then them two boys that caught them fish and before that tournament, that Baffin deal.
Yeah.
Well, they got 10 and 11 or something, so that's a true sea monster right there, man.
Yes, sir.
No doubt.
Come on with it. That's
But, you know, those guys, they're fishing for them, Mickey, and they, you know, they're not, and you know this, I mean, they're fishing for big trout. I don't know about how the actual fishing is, however you rate your fishing as far as bites or numbers of fish. I don't think it's that good, but anytime
you're
waiting
around. That crew you're talking about with the 10 and 11, they had 50 fish over 6 pounds that day.
That day they did? Yeah.
That's standing in them right there, buddy. That's
leaning out.
Kind of like that time I yelled down at you, "Hey, James, you got another good one on?" "Nah, just another 7. No big deal, man."
Oh, man.
Just another 7.
I remember that year that we had saved our money and we got together and we had that booth at the boat show. Me and you went fishing. We took my dad with us.
Right.
And remember he pulled that boat up in front of us. Me and you was absolutely destroying them in the mouth of that bayou.
Right.
I said, "What are you doing, man?
We got
to
go.
Y'all need to go get on that booth." And I remember, I can't use the word, you told him about that booth. And I just said, "Yep, that's right." He said, "No, man, y'all better go." And we took that box of fish in there. You could do that back then. And I think they were all like 5 to 7 pounds.
Yeah.
That's when Jack Conway come out. "Y'all didn't catch them fish here. Y'all didn't catch them fish today.
Those fish have been frozen." I said, "Yeah, look." I said, "They're still wiggling in there. There ain't no frozen fish in that box, buddy."
Wasn't there a front that came in or something? The weather got real.
There was one coming, and we got off the water before it hit. Remember, we went by my house. We didn't even shower. We just changed clothes and dumped the boat off and went straight to the show smelling like fish.
Yeah, I think we was in my little 18 I had. We just left at your house.
We just dumped your old boat at my house and took off to the boat show, man. And then that front hit.
Oh, man, good times.
Yeah.
But, you know, Mickey, the numbers for March, you know, March is usually, you know, it here and there. And like I tell these guys, man, you know, you're out here in March and April trying to catch numbers. We never did that. We were trying to catch a big fish. Now I'm trying to fish. Yeah, you know, I'm always trying to catch a big one, but, you know, fish numbers, and a lot of times I ain't going to be very good, but I looked at my March, and it was a lot better than last March.
Yeah.
I ain't caught as many good fish as I caught last spring, though. I mean, we were catching some, you know, weighing them 5, 6.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know if we caught a true 7. But I think they're here. That Monday, they were there. The big fish bit Monday, and we left the place that I should have stayed, and I wanted to go check something else because the weather was real nice, and we did catch a good one over there, almost 5-2, but
yeah,
I think we'd have stayed where we were at and just beat it up, and there was some pretty good fish in there. So we'll see what happens today. I thought I was going to have a little bit more water than what I got right now, but it is what it is.
Well, you will. It's going to blow in. It's a good, strong
it's
one.
It's coming soon. It's
yes,
coming
sir.
Soon.
All right, man. Go get about hip deep and can't get a lure back kind of deal. Somebody wants to call you, James, throw them out a number, man.
All right, man. 497-717-306.
All right, buddy. Hey, good luck today.
Appreciate
catch
it.
Them up. See
all
you, man.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Well, hey, anglers, are you ready to hook into something big? It's time for the Matagorda Slam Fishing Tournament. That's happening Friday, April 25th in Matagorda, Texas. They're kicking things off Thursday night on the 24th. You can join us for the captain's meeting in Calcutta, dinner at Rusty Hook Ranch, Rudy's Barbecue, cold drinks, and a chance to get in on action before the lines even hit the water. Then it's game on, safe light launch Friday morning, and weigh in from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Matagorda Harbor. Bring your A-game, your best team, and your lucky rods. Entry fee is just $400 per team, and here's the best part. Your entry includes all-you-can-eat crawfish on Saturday at the legendary Matagorda Slam Crawfish Cook-Off, and all the proceeds They'll benefit the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association, who are helping kids, more kids, get on the water and into the great outdoors. So spots are filling fast. Register today at matagordaslam.com. That's matagordaslam.com, and get ready to slam. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. It's 5:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to G-Town. Let's check in with our good friend, Sharky Marquez. Good morning, Michael. What's up?
What's up, buddy?
How in the world are you, my friend?
Well, I ain't doing nothing too exciting today. I'm loading up and fixing to go to the gym this morning, and no fishing for me. I wish that I was fishing.
Yeah, you ought to be about 80 miles offshore already this morning.
Yeah. Without 80 miles offshore without even having to start my motors, you know, just drift out there real
That's
quick.
That's it. Well, I'm
with this
you.
Wind. Golly, man. It's relentless is the word that I'm thinking about. Yeah. I think I was seeing starting like 2 days ago, it's been 40 miles an hour.
Oh, it's been,
I mean,
it's
30,
been pumping.
30 miles an hour. You know, it's just windy, man. Just windy.
Yes, it is.
It's windy.
Makes it tough fishing out of the boat in this wind.
Yeah. It's not great. I think you're fixing to hook up to my truck, Mickey, here in a second.
Okay. I know the drill.
But anyway, what's I mean, I still don't know if trips or not. You know, I mean, I think I saw somewhere at some point it was gusting up to like 40 miles an hour.
Yes, they're calling for the same today, gust of 40.
I mean, that's insane.
Today
that's
and tomorrow,
insane.
And then Saturday it'll go from, I don't know, southerly in the 30s to north at 30.
Goodness Bring it. Gracious, man.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Well, the fishing's been absolutely, you know, it's been absolutely incredible before this wind. We were catching all kinds of crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Jack Crevel started showing up. I was talking to Chris, man. He said on his last trip they hooked four jacks right there on the jetties. So that was really cool. But, man, the trout started showing up. All kinds of really cool stuff started showing up with these warmer waters. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be an awesome year of fishing, man. We just got to get through this wind.
Well, I keep waiting to hear about that one big elusive trout caught on the jetties, you know.
That's
something we hadn't seen in a few years. Boy, it'd be nice to see some big trout start flowing in.
You know it's coming. It's coming. I think this year will be the year. I also have a guess that the king fisheries is going to be better this season because of how early everything is. I mean, it was like 3-4 weeks ago or so. I mean, it wasn't even March, I don't think, when I caught that first black tip right out there at the jetties, which was
right.
You know, and now the Jack Crevels and everything, it just reminds me about 4 or 5 years ago when we actually had some warm water, and there was just, the fisheries was insane. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Sharks and jacks, that's a good sign when they come in early like that.
Yeah, it would be, it'd be awesome to get out there and start seeing a bunch of kingfish and stuff like that this summer. But well,
didn't I see where they closed king season down on the commercial end of it?
Oh wow! I don't know. I don't think I've seen that, but I don't.
I swore I saw something about it. I read it on something a week or two ago, but I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
I don't doubt it at all, man. Yeah, I mean, if we've seen the effects, and you know, we're just out there with a couple hooks in the water, you know, on the commercial side, they've really seen the effects, and I'm sure it's gotten back to whoever, you know, the regulators, Texas Parks and Wildlife, that, hey, man, we hadn't had kingfish around for years, you know. I mean, shoot, it's been Yeah, it's been a while since they've really been out there. You know, you have a couple good days in the summer, and that's it. You know, that's it. But anyway, we shot off. We blasted off offshore the other day on a 10-hour, and man, that fog did not break until. I mean, I don't. It didn't really break all day, Mickey, but it was so foggy all the way like 65, 70 miles offshore. It just I kept waiting for it to break, and it just never really broke, you know? It was spooky. It's pretty spooky, man.
Yeah.
But we got out there, and we were dropping down. I stopped like at the 30-mile mark. There was a little wind pocket that was supposed to be blowing through, and I wanted it to do that before I went any further, you know? So we stopped at the 30-mile mark, and we start throwing – you know, really, just over a real common reef, and we start throwing these artificial baits, hoping to call in a cobia. And I got a couple drift lines out just to see if we can get lucky on a kingfish or something like that. And anyway, man, we start sticking 20-pound snapper on these lures, just bouncing them around on the bottom on these soft plastic baits. I mean, it was crazy.
How about that?
It was super cool, man. So. We started catching a bunch of big old giant snapper, and no cobia to be found. So we let that little wind system push through and ended up blasting another like 50 miles offshore, and went and fished some honey holes out there to do some bottom fishing. But it was an interesting day, man. It was four-foot waves at like 7 to 8 seconds. So it was just real big, you know, swells. And it made it – that current out there was moving like nothing I've ever seen. So it was – I mean, we were dropping 12-ounce teardrop weights to get it to the bottom, crazy. And it still was getting pulled, man. It was tough.
That's current when you got to put a pound on to get it down, man.
I mean, that's nuts, man. That's nuts. No. We took a restroom break on the way in and pulled up next to a rig, man. And I mean, I've seen all kinds of tides doing this for over a decade, but man, that water was ripping through those rig legs like nothing. I mean, there wasn't even a piece of bait fish on it, because that bait fish was 4 miles on the other side of that thing.
Oh yeah.
I mean, there was nothing on the rigs. It was such an interesting day. It was such an interesting day. But Shane fished inshore that same day and ended up just smack-a-whacking them, you know. But, man, that current was ripping offshore. So, you know, what do? We grinded out a nice little box of fish. We got some, you know, some vermilions, and we caught a couple other cool. Yeah, we got our beeliners. But man, it was hard, because when that current was ripping so hard, you know, when you drop it all the way down there, that rod was like naturally already bent. So, you know, if you got customers that, you know, they don't, it's hard enough dropping down there and feeling those little bites from the beeliners and all that.
Yeah, well, that much weight and that much current, it's hard to feel that bite.
Heck yeah. So. Anyway, we grinded it out. I can't remember exactly what we ended up with, but we got a bunch of beeliners. Oh, we caught an African pompano. That was super cool. We did get a nice African pompano, big old crazy-looking thing. So that was really, really neat. But other than that, man, we just was fishing, man. We were out there just doing our thing. Lots of amberjacks, so many amberjacks out there, which is great to see. A lot of small ones, couple medium ones. We stuck two or three big ones, but man, we were dropping those double drop rigs and reeling in two amberjack at a time. We did it two or three times where we reeled in double amberjack. Super cool. It's gonna be a good season, man. I mean, we're looking forward to May 1st.
Y'all are due. It's been, man, the offshore guys been getting hit hard the last few years, man, weather-wise, and you know, the whole thing. It's just been
tough. We're due.
We're overdue. You know, that's what you need about the Gulf, man. You go out there and fish, and especially when you're bottom fishing like that. You catch stuff, you're going, man, has anybody got an ID on this fish right here? Never seen one of these before.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Many species out there. What, you know, what you can pull up. It's crazy.
I love it. I love it, man. You dropping that double drop of squid on the bottom and, you know, fishing for vermilions. I mean, we've caught, you know, just crazy looking stuff. One of my favorites, it's called a squirrel snapper. And it's not very big, you know, it's, I don't know, 14, 15 inches or something. Right. But it's it almost looks like a queen snapper, so it's a little bit thinner, and then it's got these giant eyeballs on it. It's crazy looking.
Yeah.
And we've caught a few of those, and it's got like armored plate scales. I mean, just cool stuff, man. You just never know.
All right, Sharky. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to come down to G-Town and hook up and book up, give them some info.
Come on, man. Let's go make some memories, guys. Yes, sir. Hop on our website, Outcast Fishing with No G, charters.com. Give us a call or text 409-255-0330. We'd love to answer some questions and get you booked up and hooked up, man. Let's go make some memories, baby.
You got it, brother. Sharky, good talking to you. Y'all be safe out there, man.
Thanks, brother. We'll talk to you soon, Mickey.
All right.
See you, man.
All right. Let's go up to the Big Sam now. Let's talk to Mr. Randy Dearman this morning, see what he's up to. Hey, Randy, what's up, man?
Well, I was going out to brush this morning. I got everything loaded on the brush boat, but that wind is zipping.
Yes, it is. Man, it's cranking.
I don't know. I mean, yesterday, I know at times it was blowing 35, 40 miles an hour. You know,
you're spot on.
I wasn't on the lake, but...
can't blame you.
The crappie are getting out there on the brush piles. They're loaded with them little ones right now.
Yeah.
And it'll be another week or two that, you know, you'll be able to catch 100 keepers. But, it's just, you catch so many of them, catch four to one, you know, throwbacks.
Right. You
know, keeps you busy anyway.
Yeah, it does. That's a lot of bites. A lot of biting going on, man.
They're still up, you know, they're still up in the grass and in the bushes. You know, we just need a couple. The water just been too cool, Mickey. Every time it would get warm, it, you know, we'd get one of them 40-degree nights. They'd get back down in the low 60s. We need to get in the 70s and stay. It's been staying, you know, in the high 60s, maybe the 70 every once in a while. But just need to get it locked down and stay in those 70s.
Well, we got another water temperature drop with this next front coming this weekend, so here we go again.
But been bass fishing quite a bit, catching lots of numbers. I ain't been catching no biggest, but boy, I get reports of some big old bass being caught.
Well, fishing for them right now. Somebody's going to catch a big one, you know. So,
you know, I mean, we catch an occasional 4-pounder, but I fish for numbers, you know. Mm-hmm. I like lots of bites, and like the people with me to get a lot of bites.
Sure.
So we've been up throwing sinkos and lizards with a real lightweight up on the edge of the grass and around the bushes.
I love fishing like that.
Oh, yeah.
Worms and lizards.
The other day, one day, it warmed up pretty good there, and didn't have no wind that day. It's been about a week ago, and I opened a bag down there looking for, had a lizard rode on, and had that old flip-tail floating lizard in there. I put that thing on, I had a ball throwing it up there. 10 inches of water and watch him fish come suck it down.
What color lizard? You throwing black ones or what?
Yeah, it was just black.
Black lizards, man. Good stuff. I can relate to it. That's fun fishing, man.
Yeah. I talked to Slade yesterday. He said the bay's all messed up from the wind.
Oh, yeah. It's back and forth. His side will start cleaning up. when mine gets all dirty and then the front will hit and then his is dirty and mine will start cleaning up. And just as soon as I think, man, I'm going to have a good West Shoreline bite, well, then here comes South at 30 again. So it's back and forth. Army fishing. Left, right, left.
Well, if anybody wants to come up and catch some of these crappie, in a couple of weeks, I've still got openings in, and it's going to be good.
Well, you be safe out there sinking brush, man, in this wind.
Oh, yeah.
You got a helper this morning?
Oh, yeah. Had a good guy. He works on tugboats. He's on 7 and off 7. So
he's got good sea legs in.
Yep.
You'll need them. Well, hey, we ain't getting any younger, so watch yourself out there, Randy.
No doubt, Nick.
All right, brother. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to come up and crappie fish or bass fish with you, give them a number so they can reach you.
936-328-0864. Have a good one, Captain Mick.
All right, Randy, good talking to you, man. You be safe, brother. All right. That's Randy Dearman up on the Big Sam. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning, bright and early, 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.